Donald Payne, fantastic performance for the Jags D this week. What's changed between the performance last week and the defeat to Tennessee?
I mean, our motto was come in, you know, each four games is a quarter. So we wanted to come in, you know, we wanted to make a statement from our game last week and just, you know, come in here, you know, give it our all and, you know, just fight for the man next to you, you know. So we wanted to come in, you know, we were 1-1. We wanted to come in and make ourselves 2-1. And, you know, we did that.
And the Ravens went 3-and-out 3 times in a row in that first quarter. It was all about building momentum, wasn't it, for the POD?
Oh, definitely. You know, we have one of the best defensive lines and, you know, all around linebackers and secondary in the league. And, you know, so once that defense gets going, you know, I don't think there's anybody can stop us.
Now, there's a lot of buzz about you guys over the offseason. It started so well in that first game against Houston, fancy side. Obviously, a little blip last week, but you've got the Jets coming up next. This is a great opportunity to really build some momentum in this first quarter of the season, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. We want to lead our division, you know, and we can make ourselves 3-1 going to New York next week. So, you know, that's our plan, you know. We're going to do the same preparation we did this week. You know, we practice hard so we can play hard, you know. And so we're going to go on next week, you know, put the pieces together, you know, get our right game plan, you know, take it from there.
And just a word for the crowd here in London. They're getting used to you guys, and you're getting into winning ways now. 3 touchdowns for Lewis today, 3 for Hearns. Great performance by the D. Are you enjoying it over here?
Oh, definitely. You know, London's been a great city. I wish we got to stay tonight and view it more. You know, go out in the town, go out in the city a little bit. But, you know, got to get back to the States. But I definitely love London. I would definitely, like, love to take, you know, my family on the trip here one day, you know. And I just love to see all the energy and excitement for the NFL games over here, you know, American football instead of football. So, you know, it was definitely a great experience.
Many congratulations.
Thank you.
Tashaun Gibson's with you. Tashaun, fantastic performance from the Jags D, and a real turnaround after the defeat against Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, man. It was major for us. It was huge. I think that we came out and we knew it was kind of like our backs was against the wall. So we wanted to come out here and just make sure that we didn't lose 2 in a row. And like Khalil said, good teams don't lose 2 in a row. So we came out, we put our foot down, and, you know, from start to finish, I think that it was one of the best games that I've been a part of in my life. You know, from start to finish, offensively, defensively, and special teams were just dominant.
Because there was so much buzz, wasn't there, in the offseason about this being the Jags' year, and you came out and had that statement game against Houston. But this is even more so this week, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think that you look back and you say, like, you know, with the guys that they brought in, Church, Bouye, Calais, and, you know, guys, me, Malik, and last year, Chris Ivory, and the draft that they've been drafting been phenomenal. So this was a year that we just couldn't say, hey, maybe next year. This is a year that we need to win now. And I think that we've been off to a great start. I think that the inconsistencies that we had last week, we need to come out here and show, like, hey, week one wasn't a fluke. And I think that we came out here, had a dominant week, and it's been an awesome feeling, man. A win like that in London against a team like that, that was the best team. That was one of the best teams in the National Football League coming into this week. So, I mean, it was huge for us.
Is this team starting to feel familiar now with London, having come here several times and building up a relationship with this crowd?
You know, this is, I would think so, man. You know, this is only my second year, man, and hopefully many more years to come. But, you know, I think that it's just that sense of defending London like it's our home, like it's home turf for us, man. You know, you don't want to lose in London. This is home for us, you know. So we look at it as such. So I think, you know, maybe it give us the mental edge. I don't know. I don't want to jinx the streak right now. But it's definitely something about defending Wembley Stadium that you know, we take pride in as if we're defending home stadium back in Jacksonville.
And if one day this team ended up in London, is it something you guys look forward to? Is it just a difficult thing to get your head around at this stage?
You know, at this point, man, it's difficult. You know, I love London, but, you know, I love home too. So, but, you know, like I say, it's something like, you know, for me, it'll be tough to get your head around because it's just so unusual at this point. But I wouldn't be surprised, man, if a team, I don't know what team, if a team come over here, because the fans are awesome over here. And, you know, I can see a team thrive over here. But, you know, I don't know what team. I wouldn't even say it's the Jaguars, but I can see it happening.
Many thanks.
No doubt.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.